Day 33. This is the Avyakta Murli of 12th January 84. All of you are those who become spiritual roses and, as flowers of the imperishable garden, give fragrance to others, are you not? All of you are spiritual roses, Ruhe Gulab. And seeing you spiritual roses, the whole world is attracted to you. Each of you spiritual roses is so valuable. You are invaluable. And that is why, even now, the non-living images of all of you also have value. They give or receive each non-living image with so much value. It is just ordinary stone, silver or gold, and yet it has so much value. How much value would they place on a golden idol? How did it become so valuable? By belonging to the Father, you become constantly elevated. Constantly continue to sing songs of this fortune. Wah, my fortune. Wah, the bestower of fortune. And wah, the confluence age. And wah, sweet drama. What is English of wah?
Wow.
Baba has taught a new religion, never known before, never discussed before, never described anywhere. What is that religion? It's a religion of celebration. It's a religion of celebration. It's a religion of enjoyment. It's a religion of fun. It's a religion of singing. It's a religion of dancing. Picnic. So Baba says, celebrate. What we have to do? Celebrate. Celebrate means to live in this moment and enjoy. Celebration has nothing to do with past, and celebration has nothing to do with future. Celebration is this moment, now, this morning. Today is 5th March, 10 past 5. So enjoy now, this moment, this very moment. What is going to happen throughout the day, nobody knows. Any guess or any conjecture would bring misery. So why not enjoy? So celebration is about enjoyment. Celebration is about living in this moment. Celebration is dropping the future. Celebration is dropping the past. The future disappears, the past disappears, and what remains is this moment, this morning, when the world is still sleeping and Brahmins have woken up, when the sun has yet not risen, when the birds have yet not started chirping, when the dancing rays of the sun have yet not reached the surface of this planet, start enjoyment from that moment. The moment you open your eyes, start enjoyment from there. Enjoyment means no waiting. You are not waiting for anything. It's a state of no waiting. Enjoyment doesn't depend on any condition. It doesn't depend upon somebody is making me happy or unhappy. It has no business with that. It has no business with others. Enjoyment, celebration is the fulfillment of the soul. It is natural and very nature of the soul. It has nothing to do with any circumstance. People are stubborn, rough, abuse you. Weather is cold, inclement, unfavorable, incongenial. It has nothing to do with that. Okay, let this weather go. Then spring comes. Then I will start enjoying. Let everything fall in place and everything becomes beautiful. Then I will start enjoying. Enjoyment is unconditional. It is free from any conditions. You talk nicely with me, then I will become happy. Enjoyment has no demands. You do this for me and then I will be happy. Enjoyment is free from expectations. Sorrow is the shadow of expectation. Shadow is the Sorrow is the shadow of the tree called expectation. This is the tree of expectation. The bigger it is, the more would be the shadow. Celebration has nothing to do with desires. It is the stage of desirelessness. It is the stage of no expectation policy. Enjoyment is now. Enjoyment is here. Enjoyment is free. It's independent. It doesn't require any crutches to walk. Rather, it jumps. It runs. Enjoyment is about dancing. This is the religion. Enjoyment is about singing. What songs you should sing? Oh, my fortune. Why this happened? That happened. These are not your songs. Your songs are? What are your songs? Baba has taught us only one song. Oh, wow. These are the only songs he has taught us. Enjoyment is not about prayer. You are not imploring, beseeching, pleading. Enjoyment doesn't ask anything in return. You are enjoying all the time. It's the internal stage. It's the internal music. It's the symphony. Are we enjoying this Brahmin life? Or we are filled with traces of sorrow, garbage of complaints, trash of disturbance? There was a monastery, an ashram, Italian monastery. Okay? So there were many sadhak or monks who used to stay there, sannyasis, and their only job was to copy the old scriptures with their hands. So they were, all of them were busy in copying the old scriptures, because typewriting machine was not available, nor the Xerox machine. The story seems to be very old. So what all the inmates of the ashram used to do, they were given this task that they would old manuscripts and they would copy that. One day, a new monk comes to that monastery and he is also given the same task of copying the old scriptures. He finds that these people are copying from the copies. They are not copying from the original manuscripts. They are copying from the copies. So he goes to the head of the monastery and tells him, it is possible that we might be missing something, because we are not copying. This is the original scriptures. So this is a copy 1, copy 2, copy 3, copy. They become copying. Copy. So why not to go and first tally with the original scripture? The head of the monk, the head of the monastery says, that's not a bad idea. Why don't you go in the storehouse, in the cellar, and find out? So this young inmates goes there. He had been a monk for a long time, though not of this institute. This was one of the branches of the monastery where he had come. He had been to other branches of the same monastery, same institution. So he goes into that storehouse where the original books are there. And he doesn't come out. The head of the monastery is worried, what happened? So he goes there and sees he's crying. He's sobbing. He's crying. The head asks that new monk, what happened? Why are you crying? He says the original word. He says, R. He said, what R you are talking of? The new monk says, R. He says, it's a very good joke. The original word is celebrate. And there is a mistake in copying. We have made it celibate. B-I-T-E. Celibate. Means brahmachari. One who has to stay unmarried. Actually, the original word was R and not A. So we missed. We have been following celibacy. But actual word was celebration. So he's crying. The Brahmin life is all about celebration, all about enjoyment, all about singing, all about dancing. No matter what situations are, no matter how things are, no matter how people are behaving, no matter what circumstances are around, no matter how is the weather, no matter whether you are getting food or not, what, where you are sleeping, do you have a house or not, how your children are behaving, how your wives and your husbands are with you, how your parents are, it has nothing to do with anything. This is a very high stage, but then it is possible. Impossible is a word found in the dictionary of fools. Baba says it is possible. Baba, many times he has said, I don't like you making efforts. He detests. He loves everything which is natural. It is not the life of fasting, it is a life of feasting. But fasting becomes feasting, enjoyment. It is not the life of renouncing, it is a life of rejoicing. It is not renouncing, it is not renunciation, it is not about tyag, it's about moj, pleasure, prapti, attainments, fortune. For this, actually this is our natural stage. Meditation is not about doing something. Meditation is all about being, not doing at all. I am sitting in meditation. Meditation is not an act. It's not an action. It is not a work. It is not a task. It is being. When I am soul, I am soul. But then, we have been conditioned. The soul is staying in the body for such a long time. And it has been hypnotized to think that it is body. The process is to dehypnotize, to disenchant, disillusion. When Vivekananda went to America, people said to him, oh, you, have you come to hypnotize us with your philosophies, Indian philosophies, with your stories from scriptures, with your mythological things? We are not going to hypnotize. There were a group of people who were against him. There is always a group of people against those who follow a different path. So he says to them, I have not come to hypnotize you. You are already hypnotized that you are body. I have come to dehypnotize you, that you are not this body. Nachapati bhuta sangham. You are not this assemblage of five elements, but something beyond this material world. So there are four stages of enjoyment. One is body. This is the grossest, the lowest here, where body is the only reality. And science believes only in body. Science does not even believe in mind. The whole focus of the science is mind, where body. Body and bodily pleasure. That's it. They cannot even conceive of something which is beyond mind. Though new branches of science and studies are going beyond science. The other level is mind. It's slightly higher than body. Where you... This cannot be described in science. Because you can't see mind. This is another platform of enjoyment. Where people enjoy. This is the grossest. Here there is a union of body. Here there is a union of mind. Where two persons are of similar mindset. They enjoy each other's company. But even higher than that is soul. This is even more difficult. Because you can't see it. But in fact, this is the real level. Real platform. When we realize ourselves as somebody who is not this body, who is not even this mind. This mind functioning is desire, judging, all this, unless and until they drop and we separate ourselves even from mind. That I am here and this mind is here. when you can detach yourself even from the mind business, then something else happens. You get situated in your original self. It is the observer. Drishta. This is the observed. Even beyond this, it's the Sakshi. It's here. Detached observer. So when this drops, this remains. And this is the original stage where soul is. Where you debunk this myth that you have mind. Even mind drops soul. And there is even, I had one more level even beyond this. Very supernatural level, super conscious level. The stage of no mind. So that happens in the deeper stages of yoga or meditation. So, whatever life is bringing, what is our job? To enjoy. No matter how things are, whatever is going on in this world, we have to enjoy. That is our religion. This joy, this enjoyment, this is what life is all about. So Baba is saying, you are, who are you? Spiritual roses. What is your job? What is the speciality of rose? Fragrance and rose. Beauty, beautiful color and size, design and smoothness, color, fragrance, uses. There are so many things about rose. The Baba says, you are these spiritual roses. Spiritual roses means you emit fragrance. Which fragrance? Good wishes for all. Which fragrance? Spirituality. Which fragrance? Purity. When there is a deep down purity within, automatically the same thing will come out. If there is slightest impurity, somehow or other that impurity will ooze out. So it's all about becoming as pure as possible. It's all about letting go of the weaknesses. So you are spiritual roses who are fragrant. One. Second, Baba says, you keep on singing. That's what you have to do. You are invaluable. Who are you? Non-living images. You know, you are non-living images. People worship them. Why they are worshipping this Jada Murti, non-living images? Because of that innate purity in them. Nobody feels ashamed to bow down before a statue of a goddess. He might be anybody. He might be a leader, a big political leader, but they all bow down in front of that statue. Why? Because some time back, that statue, even if you see any statue in the temple, what is the thing that you see in that statue? Darshaniya Murti, Baba says. You feel there is a power, there is a purity, there is a beauty in those statues. Look at those eyes. So there's a deep purity. Even if a very lustful person enters the temple of a goddess, divine feelings emerge in his heart. He feels as if this is mother. So Baba says, that is your memorial. So three things today. First, celebration. Second, spiritual rose. And third, non-living images, worship worthy soul, pooja. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. All of you are those who become spiritual roses and as flower of the imperishable garden. Give fragrance to others, are you not? All of you are spiritual roses and seeing you, spiritual roses. The whole world is attracted to you. Each of you, spiritual roses, is so valuable. You are invaluable and this is why even now the non-living images of all of you also have value. They receive each non-living image with so much value. It is just ordinary stone, silver or gold, and yet it has so much value. How much value would they place on a golden idol? How did it become so valuable? By belonging to the Father, you become constantly elevated. Constantly continue to sing song of this fortune. Wah my fortune, wah the bestower of fortune, and wah the confluence age, wah sweet drama. Avyakta Murli, 12th January 1984. Om Shanti.